birthdays or anniversaries this morning, this week, or while any of you are gone, those who are leaving, if you're celebrating a birthday while you're gone, please let us know that as well. Okay, James? Who's this? Geneva? Okay, let's pray for Geneva. It's James's friend. All right, anyone else? Yes, Eric?
Pray for my brother, because he's not doing good, John. I don't know where he might die or
okay.
Sick and stuff.
Okay.
And, we don't know when the food will come in, but, you know, I'm be hurting pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's my brother, so I have to look out for him. But
yeah. Yes, pray for Don.
He ain't going to be hurting no more, so he's going to leave by our family.
Yes.
And pray for everybody in the staff and me.
Okay. All right, anyone else? Birthday or anniversary coming up? Okay, Patty? Okay. Oh no.
I got like $12 and I may need some money for transportation for 3 weeks until I get my first.
Oh boy. Okay. Let's pray for that.
I need money for long.
Okay. All right, so let's pray for Patty, especially for that doctor appointment tomorrow to find out if she has cancer or not. And, of course, we're praying that she's healed and also for this nodule in the lower left lung. Anyone else? Prayer requests? Prayer requests, yes. Yes, we already have that on here. Anyone else? Prayer requests? I'm going to pray. How's everything going? Okay. Oh wow, flat tire, huh? Danny's van. Oh boy. How's everything going in the house? Getting. Wonderful. Wonderful. God will bless your sacrifice of love, you know. He will. And, that's wonderful.
Pray for my sister going to New York. I hope she makes it stay home.
Okay. We're praying for Pat, Clark, and Karen as they leave Saturday for Barbados. Let's pray for safety all 6 weeks and back safely. So let's pray for Pat, Clark, and Karen.
Anyone else?
Yes. Okay.
And I'll pray for your family too.
Okay, thank you.
And my sister.
And keep Pastor Logan in prayer. How's he doing? I talked to him Wednesday. He said he was getting better, but just still not up to full strength yet. Has anybody talked to him?
I spoke about it yesterday afternoon.
Okay. Okay, he made the trip. Good. Essie was on the bus.
Pretty good.
Is he almost there or no? Still not 100% though. Okay. Okay, good. All right, so let's pray for Pastor Logan. Anyone else? Jimmy.
Pray for the assistant manager of my supervised apartment. He wasn't feeling too well yesterday. I had to go home.
Okay. Also, pray for Carol. Her knee got real swollen. Karen, go ahead.
She should be arriving.
tomorrow, not 8 o'clock. Let's just pray that the whole flight sail is as close as not like on the way out. We left at 4:21 in the morning on Wednesday morning, and she didn't arrive in California until 11:45 p.m.
Way too long, yeah. Pray for her knee. How's her knee doing?
It's not good. The test from the hospital showed no blood clot, no water on the knee, so they're not exactly sure. They told her to keep taking a leave and see her orthopedic, but also her blood pressure. So,
All right. Let's pray for her. How's Roy doing? Roy's
right.
Yes. Pray for Karen and Hannah as they take care of Brother Roy, who's sometimes his schedule gets backwards, and that's what he's in right now, where he sleeps during the day and awake at night. So pray for Hannah and Karen to get to sleep. Yes, Patty. We're probably not going away in August now, so we're gonna be here. So yeah, so we'll be here. We'll be around. But pray for Sarah and her kids. Carrie, why don't you give them? Fill them in on what's going on there. Just pray for Elon as he comes out, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Just pray as she's looking to get one of her children, and also just pray for her spiritual needs. They're very troubling right now.
Okay, so that's Sarah LaFever. Pray for her spiritual needs, and she's and Elon, her middle son, who wants to come out of the community, the cult. So, and pray that we'll be able to witness to Elon and Rowie that they can get saved. Anyone else? At the right timing, whatever the Lord's timing is for that. Anyone else? Okay, all right. If they're with the Lord, we don't have to pray for them anymore, because they're in a better place than we are, and they're in God's hands. Once they're in eternity, there's nothing more that can be prayed for them anyway. What else was I going to say? Oh, also pray for, what was I going to say? It escaped my mind. Okay. Yes. Yes, that's what I was going to say. El Paso, Texas, and then Dayton, Ohio. There was another mass shooting this morning. Many wounded, one killed in Dayton, Ohio this morning. What's that? 9 or 10, okay. Oh, wow, that's horrible. Let's pray for the people who are hurting. Right now, I'm wounded. Pray for the spiritual needs of all these people, that they would come to Christ if they don't know Christ. It's very sad. And shows the demonic influence in America. That there's so many young people opening themselves up to the devil. And sure enough, he's coming right in and filling them with demons. So it's very horrible. So let's pray for the saving of souls during this time. All right, anyone else? Okay, let us go to prayer, and then we'll dismiss to our Sunday school classes. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time to be able to pray to you. We thank you that you are God alone, and that there is none else besides you. We thank you that we can come to you anytime, day or night, to pray and give you our problems and the people that are on our hearts, Lord. We pray you just do a mighty work of revival in this nation. You would cause all of us as believers to get on our knees before you and humble ourselves and pray and seek your face and turn from our wicked ways. That you can send a mighty revival, Lord, how much we need it in this land today. And we pray you'd especially be with those in El Paso, Texas and Dayton, Ohio who were injured in these shootings, Lord. We pray that you just help them to heal quickly. Give the doctors, nurses guidance and wisdom as they seek to heal, help these people to heal. We pray most importantly for their spiritual needs, that you would minister, send Christians to them who will be able to share the gospel with them. We pray for also that they would, the family members who lost loved ones, that they would be comforted this time, and that the gospel would go to them as well, Lord. And we pray you'd also be with Savan, Azari, Alzina, and Grandma Maggie as they go to Colorado on Tuesday. You keep them safe on the flight there and back. And also for Joe Sanford, who's not eating, Lord, we pray you just put your healing hands upon him, and that he would be willing to hear the gospel, even this Wednesday at the Atlantic Adult Day Center, Lord, as I've tried to witness to him many times, and he's not interested. But we know, Lord, that you can help him to see his dire need of Christ as his Savior. Lord, we pray you just open his heart to the gospel. We pray you'd also be with Geneva as she celebrates her birthday today. Pray that for Eric's brother Don, who's not doing well. We pray your healing hands upon him and the staff and his sister in New York. Pray for Rachel, who's sick. You just heal her and pray for this flat tire to get fixed soon. And pray for Patty with the cancer doctor tomorrow. We pray you just do a mighty work of healing. Thank you, Lord, that you are answering prayers for healing in her body, and that many things have changed as a result. And Lord, we pray that this nodule would not be anything to be concerned about in her lung. And we pray that there would be no more cancer in her body, Lord, for your honor and glory. We pray you give the doctors wisdom tomorrow, Dr. Pompa, as he tells her. We pray you'd also give money for where Patty needs the money help, Lord. We pray you just help her with her laundry money as well as just as the bills come in and until she gets her money in 3 weeks, Lord. We pray you just provide that need. Pray for Danny and his house, Lord. We pray that would get done quickly, Lord. We thank you for giving Daniel Rivolo the guidance, the strength, the wisdom to help in this very important time in the Rivera's household, Lord. We thank you for meeting this need, Lord. We pray you just give him full strength that he needs, and Danny as well. And we pray for Pat Clark and Karen as they leave on Saturday. We pray you just help them to get everything ready for that, and just that you just guide and direct them smoothly, quickly, efficiently, that they can go out on Saturday with your blessing, and that they would have no problems on the flights, and that you would just bring them back to us in 6 weeks safely, Lord. We pray that anything that needs to get done would get done in the right timing and as smoothly as possible, Lord, for your honor and glory for Pat. We pray you also be with my family. I thank you that they're doing better. Lord, pray you just continue to heal the ear infections. Pray you'd be with Pastor Logan, that you just do a mighty work of healing in his body, Lord, as he needs your 100% healing in his body. We pray you just help him just to stay close to you during this time of recovery. And we pray you'd also be with Carol and her knee that as it's ballooning up and getting very swollen. Lord, we pray you just give her healing in her body, that you would bring it back down to normal size, and you just put your healing hands upon her, especially as she flies tomorrow. We pray you just help her blood pressure to stay regulated, even without the medicine right now. And you just give her wisdom as far as what to do and what not to do. And we pray for Charlie and Mary Nielsen, Lord. We pray for Charlie and he's having trouble getting around a little bit and having memory problems as well, Lord. We pray you just put your healing hands upon him and take care of him as he ministered for you in all these many years as a missionary in Japan. We pray you just continue to just guide and direct him as a faithful, choice servant of yours. And also for Mary Nielsen as well, Lord, as your faithful missionary. Pray just be with her in her time of need as she can't get around as she used to and has trouble eating at times. Lord, we pray you just help Carol just to be a great blessing to them and encouragement in their time of need. And we pray you'd also be with Roy, that you just put your healing hands upon him and help him with his, that he'd get back to the right sleeping schedule, sleeping at night and being awake during the day. Lord, I pray you just turn that around, Lord, for your honor and glory, and help him with his any problems that he's having. And we pray you'd be with Sarah Lefevre and her spiritual needs. We pray that you just help draw her close to yourself again, Lord, that she would see that she needs to live for you fully, that she can have your blessing upon her family, that the children that are coming out, Lord. I pray for Elon, that you'd bring him smoothly out to her, and that we can witness to Roe and Elon, and that they could be saved, Lord. We pray that they'd get into a good Bible-believing church down there in North Carolina. And we pray to also be with these any others that were mentioned, Lord, that you just put your healing hands upon each one. In Jesus' name, amen. At this time, we'll dismiss to our Sunday school classes. yes, Mr. Rivola, do you mind? Okay. And Hannah, you can either stay in here or you can go with them, whatever you want to do. It's up to you. All right, let us turn our Bibles as we look into God's Word this morning. It's exciting to look into God's Word, to be encouraged. Every time the Word of God is opened, it is medicine to our soul. It is life to our spiritual part of us, our spirit. It is nourishment that we all desperately need because God wants to nourish us and raise us up to strength and to growth and in our own spiritual life, that our soul needs to be fed just like our body needs to be fed. And the only way it can be fed is if we spend time each day in the Word of God. It's so important that we do that, to not malnourish our soul, but that we would feed our soul and our spirit like we feed our body. That three meals a day, that's excellent treatment for our body, and we need at least morning and evening meals in our soul and thinking on the words of God through the day to nourish our spirit. And so here we're looking at just finishing our look at the stewardship of our talents and abilities in life. Let's go over to... let's go over to 1 Corinthians 12:28. 1 Corinthians 12:28. We're looking at the importance of using our talents and ability, office, our office for God. Each of us has an office. You know, it's not just the pastor that has an office. Well, he's a pastor, so he has that office, and then he's even got an office to have his books in too. No, not that kind of office. We all have an office that we hold, an administration from the Lord, and that's a blessing. What a blessing it is to have an administration and a place to serve God. And that's, all of us do have that. Some of us hold two or three offices, or four, or five. But whatever offices we have, they are a blessing from God. 1 Corinthians 12:28, who would like to read that for us? Who's got it? Okay, Mr. Hodge. Yes.
Okay. And God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondary prophets, probably teachers, after the miracles, then gifts of healing, health, government, the spirit of tongue. How are you right on?
That's good. Okay, so here's the listing of order of government in the church. Okay, who's in charge? Who's in charge in the church? Okay, first, apostles. Okay, who were the apostles? Okay, they were the ones who were taught by the Lord Jesus himself during his public ministry. Now, do we still have apostles today? Anyone who was taught by the Lord Jesus himself in the first century? No. Okay, so we're going to cross out that word apostle. We're trying to look at what governments are in charge in the church. Okay, secondarily, prophets. Okay? Now, prophets is a twofold term. Okay, you have the prophets such as the Old Testament and New Testament prophets who gave prophecy. Okay? But that's not all that God's talking about when he talks about prophets in charge in the church. There's also the secondary type of prophet, which is the ones who just forth-tell. They don't foretell anymore. They just forth-tell. Okay? And that's the only kind we have left today. The ones that just forth-tell. Because there is no new inspiration or no new prophecy. There's no new teachings that the Lord is still giving. It's all right in here, right in the Bible. Does that mean that the Lord's not going to lead us specifically in our life? No, He's going to lead us specifically in our life very wonderfully, and He might, you know, keep us awake at night to say, hey, you know, do this instead of that. Or He may, as you're reading your Bible, you know, He'll direct your mind to do things differently in your life. Well, that's so He's still speaking to us. However, everything that we need that pertains to life and godliness is right in the Bible. Okay, so there's two types of prophets. There's the foretelling prophets and the forthtelling prophets, the preachers. Okay, so that part of prophets we still have, but we don't have the foretelling prophets anymore. Okay, so we'll just keep preachers up there. Okay, then we have, thirdly, teachers. Are they still applicable for today? Teachers. Yes. Okay. Teachers are important. Teachers help teach the Sunday school classes. Teachers help teach the men. Men teach the men. Ladies teach the ladies. Okay, so those are still important. Okay, so here we see... Okay, the preachers in charge of the church, then the teachers are to help and assist after that miracles. Okay, do we still have miracle workers today? Or are those given the gift of miracles? No. Okay, we don't have that today. So we'll cross that off. Peter's shadow passing by, Peter's not here anymore. His shadow, as he was walking through Jerusalem, would heal people. That's how much filled with the Spirit he was. Well, that we don't have that today. Okay, then what's the next one? What's the next one? Gift of healing, okay? Do we have anybody who can lay hands on and heal people today? No, that passed off the scene with the apostles. Once again, the shadow of Peter, etc. Okay, so we'll cross that one off. Okay, then helps, that's an interesting word, helps. It means to come alongside, to help. That's like an assistant in the church, an assistant pastor, or an assistant to the pastor. Okay, so that's still an important gift or office for the church today, that those with the gift of helps. I know Mr. Hodge remembers him. Do you remember Del Richmond? Del Richmond, he didn't feel called to be a senior pastor, but he felt called to assist the pastor. Okay, so for many years as Faith Baptist Church was getting started back in the 70s, late 70s, my dad planted it in 75, and then Del Richmond, I think he came in like 78 or so, 76, 77, 78, and his goal was to help this fledgling church to go forward, to get started, and to get membership and to help it get off the ground. Okay, and so God sent Brother Richmond to be a ministry of helps, an assistant to the pastor, or an assistant pastor, you could call him. And that's the ministry of helps, to help the pastor. Okay, then you have the governments. Okay, what do you think that is? Government. One of the gifts. What's that? Okay. Not who controls everything, but what was one of the gifts we talked about last week in Romans 12 that would pertain to this? That getting specific jobs done, helping the pastor set the pace of the church. What is one of the gifts that helps the pastor set the pace for the church? The deacons assist and they help serve in many ways, and at times they can do the function of government, such as setting the pace for the church, okay? But someone with the specific gift of ruling, okay, those with the gift of ruling, as it says in Romans 12, they are helpful as government. That's what, same word, similar word for ruler is the word for governor, governments, okay? So the gift of ruling, and this is interesting, a lot of times we just think, okay, males are the ones to lead, you know, to preach, so therefore only men can be rulers or administrators in the church, but that's not the case, okay? What about the ladies' ministry? What about the children's ministry? Are you saying that God doesn't have anyone with the gift of ruling given to a lady? No. Ladies are often given the gift of ruling just like men are. And so the gift of ruling just means they're a good administrator. They see a job that needs to be done, and they say, okay, let me help you, Pastor, and do this job and help administrate. Okay, can you do this? Can you do that? I think of Don Prettyman. He had the gift of administration. You know, he helped my dad with the Sunday school department. You know, he helped, hey, can you do the, Pastor Jeremy, can you do the Easter program this year? Oh, absolutely. Hey, can you do the Christmas program? Absolutely. You know, and he would delegate jobs to different people. Why? Because he had the gift of ruling or administration to help see the big picture and then delegate jobs. So that's what it's talking about here. Those with the gift of administration or ruling help the pastor set the pace for the church, and that's important. So then, otherwise, what would happen if the pastor had to do all these jobs? If he had to do all the attending to all the ladies, to all the children, to all the Sunday school classes, to all the to all the outreach ministry, you know, it would be too much. You know, if I had to do everything in this church and without Mr. Hodge's help, without Pat's help, without Karen's help, without Sister Hannah and Daniel's help, without Pastor Logan's help, without Danny Rivera's help, without all the different members of this church, guess what? We'd way too much. We'd have to cut everything out. Why? Because I am only one person. So this is where your office comes in. And even if you don't have the gift of ruling, you can still help in administration. Because you may see something in that area, and you may be able to help with that. Someone with the gift of service. Remember, the gift of service is an important gift, and they can be like the ace in that can fill any need for a period of time. So the gift of service can then come in as a ruler and help administrate and help the pastor set the pace or help him delegate or help him find other people to do things. Okay, so that's the beautiful thing about the gift of service. They can act as where needed at any time. That's a wonderful thing. Okay, so that's government. Any questions on these so far? Teachers, helps, governments. Any questions so far? Preachers. I forgot about preachers there. Okay, so who's in charge of the church? The preacher, the forth teller, and then the teachers help him, and then the assistant is helping. Pastor teacher often comes in the same office. Okay, then under them, then you have the administrators in the church. Okay, sometimes the administrator can get a big head. I've seen that as well in churches, where the administrator forgets his or her order, and they think they're up here with the preacher and teacher, or they think they're above the assistant pastor, okay? And that's dangerous, okay? They've got to remember, no, they're under the pastor, they're under the assistant pastor, they're third in command, okay? So they sometimes a trustee of the church, you know, who they're not a deacon, they're a trustee. They're going to help to help the deacons, help the pastor. Sometimes the trustees of the church start thinking they're more important because they hold the key or they hold the money, and so therefore they get a big head and they forget the order of things, okay? So we always, that's why God gives everything. Not only does he give the gifts and the talents, but he also gives the order for who's in charge. Okay, then lastly, diversities of tongues, okay? Is that one still for today? No, it's not for today anymore. So, therefore, this is what we have left for who's in charge. Now, in the church at Corinth, they needed this. Okay, who was taking charge of the church at Corinth? As you read through the book of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, and you kind of see the mess that they're in because unspiritual people who are not reading their Bible, not following the Word of God are starting to take charge in the church. Who was trying to be in charge in the church? You had these people who all wanted this gift trying to say, I'm the leader. I'm the one who can teach. I'm the one who needs all the attention. I'm the one up here. And God says, no, here's the list through the Apostle Paul. Here's where you stand. Even if you have that gift, here's where you stand as far as leading the church. You're all the way at the bottom. Okay? But unfortunately, you go to a charismatic Pentecostal church today, and if someone claims they have the gift of tongues, boy, oh boy, they think that's the one gift that'll rule the church. But even if it were for today, which it's not, it passed off the scene, 1 Corinthians 13:8, whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. Well, if it was still on the scene, guess what? They're at the total bottom of the who's in charge. Okay, so this is a helpful study to know who's in charge of the church. Okay, let's go back now to the gift of helps. The gift of helps is a seldom mentioned gift possessed by a good number of individuals. The term Paul used in 1 Corinthians 12:28 conveys the idea of aiding or assisting. Though this form of the word is often used only in this instance, the parent form is used in three other contexts, two of which add much color to the understanding of helping. The first occurs in Luke 1:54. Let's turn to Luke 1:54. I would say that Brother Daniel Rivolo and Sister Hannah, they're kind of helping in that role right now, the gift of helps. They're helping assist the church, whatever the greatest needs are, and taking care of people in the church. And they're functioning in that role of the gift of helps, as the intern often does. Wherever is needed, he can help, and they can help. And so that's an important job. Okay, Luke 1:54. All right, who would like to read that one for us? Okay, Dominique has it. Okay, it records for us the song of Mary in response to Gabriel's visit and announcement. Mary referred to God's helping Israel. Israel is pictured in the surrounding context to be humble, hungry, and in need of mercy. God helped his people by making up their lack and ministering to their protection. Israel needed help. They were humble, hungry, and in need of mercy. Paul used the term in his address to the Ephesian elders in Acts 20. He mentioned that by hard work, one is to support the weak. Verse 35. Okay, let's go over there. Acts 20. Verse 35. Alright, who has that verse for us? Okay, well, exactly. Okay, so this support the weak by hard work. One is supposed to support the weak. To address the Ephesian elders. Again, the idea is using available resources and hard work to meet the needs of others. The word suggests a willingness to work hard and help without any sense of need for glory or gratitude. One so gifted is eager and ready to work behind the scenes in order that particular needs of the congregation may be met. Though such a gift may lack publicity and prominence, it is no less important to the work of the ministry than are the more visible gifts. Those possessing such gifts are honored by God and are to be honored by those benefiting from their ministries. 1 Corinthians 12:23. How are we to treat those who are helping us? 1 Corinthians 12:23. Let's go back over there. Okay, so someone with the gift of helps, or someone, anyone who's helping someone, giving mercy to someone in the church who needs help. I would say right now, Brother Roy is needing that merciful gift and tending. Well, that's someone coming alongside, helping Brother Roy. They are giving that merciful gift of help. And in return, what is God doing for them? Well, He's blessing the caregivers with a great amount of blessing, but also in verse 23, who has it? 1 Corinthians 12:23. He's got it. Pat? Okay, so what about the members of the body that we think are less honorable? Okay, sometimes the children, okay? Or sometimes the elderly, you know, who can't do as much. Sometimes we get the world's idea, well, they're just children, and they're not only are they children, but they're bad, and they're not behaving, and so, oh, they are less honorable members of the church. Well, that's not the case. God says, hey, even upon those members which we think are less honorable, guess what? Upon these we bestow more abundant honor. Let's help them in their time of need to get to maturity. Okay, the elderly who are hurting and need help in the nursing home or need help at home. And okay, upon them we bestow more abundant honor. We say, hey, it can be a thankless job because they don't have all their faculties about them. Or their wits about them, so they're not able to say thank you anymore. They're not able to even recognize at times the care we give to them. Being in the nursing home ministry is often not a thankful job but many times people are thankful. But nonetheless, it's the staff working there. I mean, the aides, the nurses. It's not a often they don't get thanked, but nonetheless, it's an important job. It's a job that, hey, if there was no one helping these people, you know what? God would bring someone out of the woodwork to help them. Why? Because He considers that merciful gifting of showing mercy to those that need it in their time of old age or in the time of youngness, baby being babies, etc., that He says, hey, if you don't do it, I'm going to raise up somebody else to do it because I value them very much, just like He values all of us. He values them as well. And so that's what we need to remember. Let's bestow more abundant honor upon the members of the body we think less honorable. And our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. That way, you know what? They are taken care of. The weak members of the church are taken care of. And so therefore, as a church, we are strong. Because we're taking care of those that are most vulnerable. And because Jesus said He is in the place of the merciful. If you want to feel Jesus very close to you, just show mercy to someone who needs help. And you will feel very close to Jesus. Just show mercy to that elderly person and just say, Lord, help me to do it in your strength. Lord, help me not to get weak or tired. Lord, help me not to get the wrong attitude. Lord, I want to do this for you. And you pray that to the Lord, and sure enough, the Lord will just show His presence so strong in your life. Why? Because He values them very much, just like He values you and I. The same loving value upon the less honorable. And so this is very important that we know this, that God is going to give us rich blessings from taking care of the vulnerable and the weak. And those that are disobedient, you know, that don't know any better, they're ignorant, they're trying to grow, but they're having trouble because around them are unsaved people and they're doing the wrong thing, and so sometimes they just... So we've got to have more patience with the young people. But of course, teaching them and expecting them to learn and grow, having firmness, having rules, etc. But nonetheless, treating the less honorable with a more abundant honor so that they can become mature like someone else participated in our life and helped us to get more mature. Okay, so this is the gifting of helps is an important thing that we all can have this office. The gift of helps is an important part of the church. You're assisting the weaker members. You're assisting the church. And so this office is very important, and we may get called into it at any time. And if you get called into that office, don't think, oh no, you know, that person will never thank me. No, God will thank us. And he'll show it in abundant ways how much he's so thankful that we're serving him. And he'll just radiate his joy in our life. That's the beautiful payment for getting called into the gifting of helps. So if you're in that office right now, or if you see you're going to be in that office, or if you see you were in that office and now you're not in it right now, well, guess what? Just remember, this is a very important part of the church. Helping those that need help, assisting the pastor, assisting the church member who needs help. Okay, then you have as we mentioned, the government. Okay, so we're just looking at the order of those in charge in the church. Okay, like that of helps, although they are content without a lot of publicity, those with the gift of helps or the office of helps, they shouldn't be ignored or taken for granted as well. The final gift in the list of serving gifts is that of governments. The term Paul used in 1 Corinthians 12:28 is a maritime word referring originally to the helmsman of a ship. The helmsman of a ship. Like the previous word for helps, this term appears only once in Paul's list of spiritual gifts, but the parent term appears in two other contexts. Okay, of course, Romans 12 and Acts 27:11. Let's go over there, Acts 27:11, so we can better understand the ruler or administrator. Acts 27:11. Okay, go ahead, yes. Okay, so here is the same word for master or owner of the ship. Okay, and then in Revelation 18:17, the one who has total responsibility for the ship. Okay, in other words, if the ship is going to go aground and if they're going to crash, what was the old time job of the captain of the ship? To go down with the ship. Very weighty and important job. That he had. Okay, Revelation 18:17. Okay, he's got it. Go ahead.
Pastor.
Yes.
Before the last revelation.
Yeah.
And you were before.
Yes.
What was the first revelation you said?
Oh, Acts 27:11. Acts 27:11. Okay, Revelation 18:17. Who's got that one? Dominique? Okay, so here the shipmaster, he was in charge all the company and ships and sailors. Okay, that he's in charge of the ship and everybody in the ship and everything in the ship. So that gives the idea of a lot of responsibility. Okay, in both instances it refers to the shipmaster. Thus, it came to mean more than simply responsibility for steering. Okay, a contemporary term would be manager, administrator. The gift of ruling suggests one who is out helping and setting the direction and pace, helping the pastor. And also this idea here of shipmaster, one who monitors the progress and keeps everything organized. In military terms, the ruler might be, well, the officer who gives the orders, personally setting the pace and the direction for the movement of the troops. The manager is the sergeant who is closer to the ranks of men, keeping them organized and serving as a liaison between the officers and the men. So this is interesting that that the manager helps keep things organized and serves as a liaison between the officers and the men. The government's person here, whereas the ruler helps set the pace, give the orders and directions. The manager, or the government's person, helps to kind of keep the morale and help work alongside. Okay, so these are different positions in the church that need to be carried out and to keep the church moving smoothly. So that's a wonderful thing. Let us bow together in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time to look into your word this morning. We thank you that you help us, Lord, understand better, a little bit better, how we function in your local body here at Northfield Baptist. How we may not see ourselves as important, but according to your word, we are vitally important, that we are doing an eternal job that you have foreordained before the foundation of the world for us to do. And we're carrying it out, Lord, to the best of our ability, not knowing that we're not perfect, knowing that at times we fail, but Lord, we are asking you for help again today. Lord, help us to do our job with love, and as most importantly, that we would love those that we are caring for, that we would just help them, and that we'd have the right attitude about it, that we are doing this not unto men, but unto you, because you are the one that sees all things, Lord. Help us to do it for that one goal of pleasing you. We pray you'd be with those who need our prayers, Lord, as we prayed for those that are hurting at this time. We pray that you'd help us to come alongside them and give them what they need. And for anyone here in this congregation, or even this morning, who's hurting in this room, Lord, we pray you'd put your healing hands upon any part of their body that needs healing. Lord, that you just sustain us so that we can carry out the function that you have designed us to do. And we know that one day soon in eternity that we will get rewarded based upon our faithfulness, Lord. What a joy that is, that you care and that you're writing it all down, what we're doing. And it's not going unnoticed, that we're doing in our family to help our family members and help our family members come to you. Lord, it's not going unnoticed, but it's all getting written down. Lord, help us to stay faithful. We thank you for this study in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, we'll dismiss for 10 minutes, and then we'll come back together.